Welcome to the Influential Women Podcast, the podcast where we chat to women who inspire us in our own lives and may even change our mindset. This is Nikki Bannerman, and my influential woman today is Andrea Thompson. Hello and welcome, Andrea. How are you?
Hello. Hello. I'm very good, thank you.
Great to see you again. Now, Andrea is a mum and a fitness expert and has held multiple awards as Britain's strongest woman and even the world title, crowned as the world's strongest woman. Incredible accolade. So, Andrea, we're all interested to know your journey and how you got to be so strong. But can we start with the weights that you can lift?
Okay. So the weights, I've actually just increased some of my lifts just recently. I can pick up 272 kilos, which is about 600 pounds. Wow. That was a PB I got a couple of weeks ago, so I'm quite excited about that.
And PB personal best, doesn't it?
A personal best, sorry, technical terms. And I can press above my head 130 kilos. I don't know what that is in pounds. It's almost double, isn't it? It's almost double.
Wow, unbelievable, isn't it?
But yes, I've pulled trucks, I've pulled lorries, two Arctic lorries side by side. I've pulled those for charity last year. Yeah, that was great fun.
And then the train as well, didn't you, recently?
We did a train for charity. It only budged about 2 metres. I was a bit annoyed about that, but I still moved it.
So. 2 metres is a pretty lot. I was reading online. So you call it deadlift if you're standing in front of you, and then otherwise it's above your head. Is that how it works?
Yes, yeah. We've also do the squat, so I can squat 250 kilos as well.
Wow. So looking at the deadlift online, it said 215 kilograms was nearly 34 stone, which was the same as a pygmy hippopotamus.
Yes. Right? Yes. I really need to change the animal because... the pygmy hippo, although yes, it's still quite a heavy animal, but yeah, it's obviously heavier weight now, so I need to think of another animal that's bigger than that, that's not quite a hippo.
Oh my word, that's incredibly heavy, and above your head, and you can lift, is it 42.5 kilograms with one hand above your head?
42, oh, what's that in kilos? I only work in kilos nowadays.
Sorry, that is in kilos, is it? No, is that, it's more than that with one hand.
With one hand is 65 kilos.
65, gosh, so it's gone up since everyone researched in line. You're getting stronger and stronger.
Yes, I am, yeah.
My goodness. So you've pulled a 7-ton truck, a transit van, about 20 metres.
Yes.
And it doesn't hurt your back?
It gets heavier. I've actually done 42 tons, so that was two Arctic lorries. They were side by side, so it was about 21 each.
No, well, on your own.
On my own, yeah. With that, I'm sort of harnessed up, and then two ropes attached to the lorries.
And it actually moves, and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I got both of them. I came third actually out of about 20 guys. So
You're beating the men. Fantastic! Yeah. And this is going out in around International Women's Day, so I'll ask later. You're putting the men to shame. Oh my goodness! But we're not shaming anything on this show because we love them as well. They listen to us. So your story and journey began. You literally started an exercise class to change, and it changed your life. Is that what happened? You wanted to be a bridesmaid?
Yes. It's about 5 years ago now. I'd always kind of had a little bit of an issue with my weight, unhappy with my figure. And my sister was getting married, and she'd also had the same struggles. So we actually joined a local strength and conditioning class with a Groupon. So it was a discounted class. And we really enjoyed it, but it actually involved lifting as well as the cardio side of it. And I very quickly discovered I didn't like the cardio, and put more effort into the lifting. And then it got to the point where I was lifting with some of the army guys that used to train down there. Then they stopped training with me in the end, because I was outlifting them.
No.
And it was actually one of the coaches during one of the classes. She said, Andrew, you're really strong. I've never seen anything like a female lift as much as you do with ease and not kind of get out of breath. And I was like, oh, really? Yeah, I think you should take it somewhere else, you know, go for some sort of strength sport. So I just did a little bit of research, really, and came across Britain's Strongest Woman of that year. So that was 2015. Entered myself into this competition just because that's the random things that I do. And I found Ben, who was actually local to me. He was training a couple of other girls for the same competition. And he was like, you know, we've got 6 weeks to do this. Some of the girls have been training for months, even years. And I was like, we best get a move on. And I came third 6 weeks later. So
that's incredible. And only a few years ago. So what does training involve then?
So I peak my training now. So at the moment I've got a competition next week. So training has been extra, it's been heightened. I train 3 to 4 days a week. If I'm in off season, I just go to the gym and just keep the body moving. Nothing too strenuous. But with the competition prep, I will train 4 to 5 times a week. Usually train when the children at school and hubby's at work, so nobody even knows I'm out the house really. And I do work part time. So when I finish, then I'll go to work, or on my rest days, then I will go to work. So it's very busy. I'm always out of the house doing something. But yeah, it can be quite intense. I have more bad days than I do have good days, because I'm also a mum, so I have the stresses of running a house, my own job to look at. So I do struggle sometimes with putting the effort in that I need to, especially when I've got a competition coming up.
Amazing. But you're so strong, you can take charge of the household and scare them all then, can you?
Well, no, they don't listen to me half the time. No.
So, wow. So, literally, you started 5 years ago then, mm-hmm. and your family was really supportive, weren't they, when you entered all of those competitions? As you said, women train for years. But when did you win World's Strongest Woman? I've obviously met you and worked with you on projects, but it wasn't long ago, was it, in North Carolina?
2018, I won World's Strongest Woman. I'd had my first invite to World's Strongest Woman in 2016, so it was a year after I'd actually started competing. I'd got an invitation. I think word had got about that there was a new girl on the block. And with that competition, I actually came eighth, and I was just like, well, I thought I was better than this. And then the next year I went to World's Strongest Woman and I came fourth. But I was actually winning. I was actually winning the competition. I made an error, which put me back down into fourth place. That was really hurtful. So that was a lot of grieving process. I had to do a lot of growth to decide what I was going to do next. And then with that fire that I don't ever want to have that feeling again, I went on to win World's Strongest Woman in 2018.
Amazing. And are you smiling away there? So have you actually got a real crown somewhere, have you?
A crown?
Yes, you've actually got...
I wish I had a crown. No, I've got a really big trophy. To be honest, they're all... because this sport is very male or dominated,
yeah.
The trophies that we get tend to be men. So a lot of the World's Strongest Men that you see on TV, they have the similar trophies with the... I think it's Atlas, is it? Atlas, the Greek god?
Oh, I think so, yes.
And the Rocky. Yes. We tend to get those kind of trophies. I mean, I'm not complaining about them because it's a gold trophy. So
well, they need a female one, don't they?
They do, yes.
One. We'll ask them for that. Amazing. So you're a super mum, a super woman, a full-time mum. I mean, that is incredible. So how long are you in the gym for then?
Again, it varies on what I'm doing. On average, about 2 hours a day. On a Saturday, if I've got like event training, so it's the big, awkward, heavy stuff. Normally, you just do the basics during the week. But the big, awkward, heavy stuff, it could be about 3 to 4 hours sometimes.
Really? Incredible.
Yeah. So I do have to take time out. Sometimes the children will come with me and I just plonk them on the sofa with the tablets and snacks and everything else and food and drink. Yes, I do. I do. I started taking them quite early on when I started to travel a lot more. They were like, you know, where are you going again? Why are you away? I needed them to realize why I was having to travel. So I started to take them to the gym to watch me. And actually get involved as well. So once I finished all my heavy bits, I set up a little area. And my eldest isn't interested anymore. She's too cool. She's 11. So she's too cool for school. The Violet, who's 8, she still likes to get involved and she'll do some deadlifts and play around with the equipment at the gym.
Good for her. And you're a good role model for them both. Fantastic. So we're on audio, so people can't see you, but you're about 5'5" tall, is it? And do you mind if we ask what you weigh and what you eat a day in terms of a phenomenal amount of calories, isn't it?
Okay, I'm 5'6". I'm sure I've shrunk actually with the amount of weight I'm putting on my shoulders. My spine's just crashing. I weigh, currently I'm 110 kilos. I've actually lost about 15 kilos since I won World Strongest Woman.
Wow.
I think with the sport, you kind of have to be fit as well as strong now.
Yeah.
When I was a lot bigger, I think I was just a little bit slow. So I've become more athletic. So my diet has changed recently, hence the weight loss. And I feel amazing now. I look really good.
Your skin's all glowy as well.
My skin, yes. Yes, yeah. I had to change a lot of things. I had really bad acne last year that appeared from nowhere. So I changed my diet. I'm not on as much food as people think I am now. I used to eat a lot of high-carb food, like a lot of pizza, pasta. But when I wanted to drop a little bit of weight, I was on a lot of high protein, lots of green leafy veg, and smaller portions. So because I'm a grazer and I'm eating all the time, so I think people think that I do eat a lot. I don't eat a great deal. It's just I'm always eating, if that makes sense. So
you're really strong with it. So
yeah,
yeah. Fantastic.
I think I probably would. I probably consume about 3,000 calories a day. Which might sound a lot to some people, but I'm a heavyweight athlete, so it's actually not that much at all.
Yeah, why not? Now, I know you've talked in the past about concerns about your skin, but the nutrition, what have you taken or eaten or vitamins that have changed your skin then? Because I know you were self-conscious about it before, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had, I always get the odd outbreak, you know, when the time of the month comes. But it just got so bad that it was almost blistery and I didn't want to go out. My job is quite public. I work at Suffolk New College. So I see students and, you know, with the kids who are younger than me who have skin like mine. I thought that, you know, that's kind of teenage skin. So I take omega-3. I take 6,000 milligrams a day of that. I take two lots three times a day. I'm on vitamin D, a B complex. That was more for my energy as well, actually, because my energy levels, I have, because of the amount of work I do, I'm quite tired quite quickly. So it just kind of helps with energy. I take zinc and magnesium, turmeric. That's a lot for inflammation. Oh, I don't know. I've got one of those little tablet boxes. It's got the day and night. I just got from the local shop.
It's working. You're looking glowing.
I just got so confused as to what I was taking. But, it, you know, it's taken a little while to kind of have an effect.
Yeah.
And with a decent sort of skincare regime as well. It's really helped.
You look brilliant. Now, you mentioned about the setbacks last year and how, you know, you went through that grieving process. I mean, how did you come back from that? Because, you know, once you are the first and the leader, you know, in the world, it's very hard to maintain that, surely. How do you deal with, do you have the mental strength as well as the physical strength, or is that, doesn't go hand in hand?
Well, after winning World Strongest Woman, I just enjoyed what that brought to me. It opened a lot of doors. I did some TV work. I was being interviewed left, right and centre. I was travelling a lot. And it actually, what I didn't realise at the time was distracting me from training, because then I was going back to World Strongest Women for last year. So my training kind of dipped again without me realising. And I got to World Strongest Women last year and I didn't feel ready at all. I didn't want to be there. My anxiety levels just were really, really escalated. The pressure of being number one and then going to have to retain your title is far worse than just chasing that title, because that's what I've done for the last 4 years. I've always chased somebody for that title, for the win.
Yeah.
Then I had it. I was the one with the target on my back, and I couldn't handle the pressure, to be honest. It was awful. I felt paranoid. I just felt judged all the time. Because I was always in front of a camera, people want to take pictures with World's Strongest Woman. I felt like my image needed to be, you know, like on par with being in front of the camera. So it just took it out of me, to be honest.
Too much.
It was.
How did you How did you deal with that, with the mental toughness?
I don't think I did. I mean, I came third, and I was really unhappy. But when I look back and I do sort of recall it, every event that I do sort of look over it. It was because my training just hadn't been great. I'd been distracted for a year, and not in a bad way. I'd enjoyed every moment of it, you know. But to maintain that title, to maintain that top spot, you have to put in the work, because there is always somebody that's going to take it away from you.
Gosh.
So once I got home, I was in a pretty bad way, quite in a down, sort of depressive state for a few weeks. Again, when you've trained so hard for a competition anyway, and then you're home and you're back to real life, it's always a massive deflation anyway. But when you've just had something taken away from you, it was extra hard to deal with. So with that, I mean, it's not all doom and gloom. I changed my coach. I felt like I needed a different angle on my coaching. I needed more support from somebody who had been through the ups and downs of what I'd gone through. And he dragged me out of a hole, to be honest. And now I'm ready. I do feel in a good place again.
But that's what the athletes have, isn't it? They have psychologists, they have mental toughness coaches, they have nutritionists, you know, physios. I mean, there's a whole team, isn't there? To support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we don't get that. You have to find it yourself in this sport.
Gosh.
Yes.
So what would you say is the biggest hurdle or adversity you've had to deal with? I mean, really, really, that must have been, you know, losing that title.
Yeah, losing the title was a big setback. It wasn't the biggest hurdle. I think I had to have that to learn and to regrow. I think I'd become complacent. And it just changed the way I was looking at my training, etc. So I kind of appreciate losing it now. At the time, I hated the world and everything, but I do appreciate what happened.
Isn't that brilliant?
But the biggest hurdle I do find is family, is trying to fit family time in as well. You know, the switch between athlete and mum or wife has to happen very quickly. And, you know, it's not always easy.
Gosh, I can imagine. And what would you say to others facing challenges they're battling to overcome and find it difficult to come back from, whatever it is in their lives?
You know, there is, it always probably seems worse at the time than it really is. You know, just take each day as it comes. If you need to spend the day in bed crying, then spend the day in bed crying. Try and find somebody to talk to, because talking to somebody was my hardest thing to do, because I'd always been the one that people came to with their problems. So my hardest thing was to go and find somebody to talk to. But it does help. It really does help. And it might take a week, it might take 2 months. But you will get there. Women are so much stronger than they really think they are. But we take on a lot of burden in our lives. So we do struggle to kind of shift that onto somebody else for a little while. But yeah, we are a lot stronger. We just need to, it's just having self-belief, but then we'll get there.
Brilliant. And that's advice from the world's strongest woman. Now, any tips for women getting stronger themselves if they wanted to be even a little bit more strong, not as incredibly strong as you are, but stronger, fitter, you know, physically and mentally? Are there any fast tracks or any tips that you'd say they could do more of?
Definitely no fast tracks. Building muscle, you can do it quite quickly, but to maintain it, it takes a quite a long period. But getting stronger physically makes women mentally stronger, as I've discovered, not just in myself, but other women that I'm surrounded by all the time. Just, you know, people can't always afford gym memberships. There are so many things you can do at home to get stronger. YouTube is full of videos nowadays. You know, to help women around, people that have obviously got small children at home and can't always get out the house, or being that, stick them in a pram and get out the house and just go for a walk. Fresh air is amazing. Food wise, eating healthily doesn't have to be expensive. It's a lot about preparation, eating fresh food. I do spend my Sunday afternoons just prepping in the kitchen. I'm now one of these people who eats out of Tupperware during the week at lunchtime. But I know what's in my food now.
Yes.
You know, going to the shop can be expensive, but I know what's in my food. So just preparation, be selfish. Women do find it hard to be very selfish, especially mums. But if you are happy, everyone around you is going to be happy.
Oh, that's,
and that's so something nice. That I've had to learn as well.
That's so true. Good for you. Now, what has been the proudest moment of your career then? It must have been that title.
It was winning. It was tough because, like I said, I'd been searching or I'd been chasing for years, and it's always the same faces. It's always the same people. I'm just not quite getting. And then when I won it, it was actually a weird feeling because I was expecting like a fanfare and like some sort of euphoria to happen. And nothing happened. And it was a good few weeks after I got home.
Yeah.
When news started to spread around in TV and newspapers, that's when I became proud. And like getting stopped when I walk down the street now. Sometimes it can be a little bit annoying. I do have a little bit of a diva moment when I'm with my children.
Selfies.
So it's I think the proudest thing is being recognised for what I've done within my local community. You know, I've kind of lived around this area pretty much my whole life, and now people appreciate what I've done.
Good for you. And is your husband proud of you? I bet he is.
He is. He's unfortunately he takes a lot of the emotional roller coaster that I deal with that I have to go through. And he just makes sure I've got food because that keeps me happy.
Keeps all women happy. And isn't he known as the world's strongest woman's husband?
No, he does get stopped a lot, especially at work, because he works at the docks, so he's surrounded by guys. And I think probably every other week he said, "Oh, someone else has asked if my missus is world's strongest woman," and they still can't believe it. And he has to show them evidence on his phone and wedding photos. This is my wife.
I want to know how they get strong. That's why.
Yeah.
How did you do it again? Yes, that's hilarious. Brilliant. So you're obviously in the gym a lot when you're not working. Do you have time for any other hobbies or anything you do to relax?
I do try and spend as much time outside with the girls. I mean, they actually went out for a walk today, but I'm so tired. I did a lot yesterday, travelled halfway across the country to do some training with somebody. But I like to read. I'm quite into my crime books. But just recently I started to read a little bit like some self-help books, I think, just to get me around the competition mentality. I do like a bike ride as well. Gardening, although look at the state of my garden at the moment, it's been neglected for the last year. But I've just had like 100.
How far do you go on your bike?
Just as far as the girls can go, really, because we kind of go as a family. One complains all the time that she's on the bike, but yeah, just
and gets out. Day.
Probably just down to the pub, to be honest. That's, you know, that's
normal. I thought you were yes, just Scotland and back for a
No, just day. Down to the pub and back.
Fantastic, you've got your feet firmly on the ground. So, do you have a mantra for living your life then? A saying that you say to yourself, or an affirmation, or anything you live your life by?
It's difficult. I have probably a couple on the different areas of my life. You know, spend as much time with your loved ones. You know, that's family wise. Believe in yourself. That comes for like the sports side of me. And just live each day as it comes. You know, life is too short to get bogged down with minor things, and I know I'm so laid back with a lot of things. I'm like, I don't care, just let it go, just let it go over your head. Unless I'm driving, I do get a little bit of road rage sometimes.
Well, that wouldn't mess with you.
Yeah,
you could lift their car up and move it out of the way if they're annoyed.
Do you know what, I've actually pushed a car before that was broken down at the traffic lights outside the school, and he was causing a bit of a a backup with the traffic. So I just dropped my bike and I was like, do you want me to push you onto the... No, it's all right, my mate's come. I said, well, you're causing a massive traffic jam. Just get in the car. And it's, oh, okay. And I just pushed his car up onto the verge and then dropped the kids off.
What is going on? I'm in a movie. Yeah. Everyone needs you in their car. So what's next for you then, Andrea?
Next Wednesday, I should be flying out to Columbus, Ohio.
That's for my
first competition of the year.
So
that would be...
Come with you to Ohio? No,
I go by myself. It's, to be honest, Columbus, Ohio is, for this actual competition, there's nothing there. It's just a state that's, that holds this massive competition. The children will get bored. Hubby's not really interested in the sport. I mean, he supports me, but he's not really interested in the sport. And I'm involved quite heavily into it. So it'll just be them following me around. And then I'll be distracted trying to make sure that they're okay. And I'm competing as well. So
fair enough.
I can't be mum and athlete at the same time.
Good for you. Oh, good luck with that. And yes, I hope you win that. Smash it. Now, anything else influential that you want to send out to the world? Did I ask who influences you? I haven't asked you on that. Who has influenced you in your life? And did you always want to be strong as a woman, as a young girl?
I think I'd always wanted to make a difference. I'd always wanted to do something. I wanted to be a social worker when I was younger. Some random job as a child, and then I was going to be the next Whitney Houston as a teenager.
So can you sing?
I can a little bit, yeah.
Oh, well,
I get stage fright. A couple of glasses of gin, and I can sing anything.
I'll meet you down the pub.
So I think the person I probably looked to as a strong woman would always be my mum. She did a strongman competition, I remember, at one of the pubs locally when I was a small child. And, she was just messing around with, when it was back in the day when they were just lugging barrels up and down the car park. Yeah,
but that's the thing that planted the seed in your mind.
I think so, yeah. But just as a strong person herself, she's gone through a lot in her life and we've seen a lot as kids and she's always managed to be there for us. Despite whatever she's going through. I think it takes a strong woman to deal with your problems as well as everyone else's. The physical strength, probably mum as well, yeah, from from seeing her back.
Bless her. Good old mum. Oh, she'll be pleased for a shout out there. So lastly, it's our third birthday on International Women's Day on March the 8th, 2020. And have you got any message about our podcast for Influential Women's Day and B, around women today, what they have to do with their lives and how women are coping?
We're getting better. The trouble with social media, it just puts a massive downer on us women nowadays, and we're slowly rising above it. We're slowly rising above the criticisms. You need to look this way, you need to do these things. Women will always do what women want to do, despite what other people say that we can't do. Some of us need a little bit more nurturing to get that out. There's a lot of passionate women out there that are a little bit shy, a little bit intimidated to do what they want to. It just takes that little bit of nurturing. There's a little quote going around at the moment that women should always adjust another woman's crown. Don't knock it. So if you see another woman who's down, help pick her up. Don't make it worse.
Oh, so I love that. That's so true.
That's a really good thing to have right now, is we do still need to support each other, despite social media and the local rubbish on TV that makes us feel inferior, makes us feel inadequate, because we're not. It's just what society is telling us that we need to do.
There you are, and that's a message straight from the world's strongest woman. Thank you so much. Thank you, Andrea. Thanks for your time talking about your incredible strength, your inspiring life and career, and your mum, and for showing women they truly can smash it. Thank you so much. The Influential Women's Podcast is co-founded and host-presented by Nikki Bannerman with award-winning co-founder and co-producer Juliet Nichols. Please download, rate and review our podcasts on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Comcast and many more. And contact us about becoming a regular patron or sponsoring our shows. Please email Nikki at nikkibannerman.co.uk or follow us on Instagram at influential_women_podcast.